Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that is. What's up? Welcome, everybody. Archive Friday here at The Buzz 24-7, brought to you by the New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD, 1-800-GO-GUARD. Ladies and gentlemen, taking you back, I don't know, a few years back, this guy, about as awesome as a guy can get.
Hey, New England, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're tuned in to Greg and the Morning Buzz.
And that's the bottom line,
because Stone Cold said so.
Boom, an interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
We're going to be switching over to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Or just Steve Austin. I've got a new movie out called The Package. I think he's doing a radio tour, so he's wrapping up with another station. Okay, I just put him through. All righty. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Y'all take care over here in San Diego.
Okay.
You got it.
Just wrapped up with the other. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, the awesome Steve Austin.
Hey, Steve.
That was a great introduction. I like that. How are you this morning?
Do you know what I'm saying? Look, it's right to the point. I'm not kidding around.
It kind of rhymes.
Every ounce of it is 100% true.
And I
love it.
I think the one thing you need to know before we really start this interview is that everybody on this show, Greg, Roadkill, myself, Andy, and Laura, hate San Diego.
Well, I ain't got no problem with that. I don't live there. I'm in Texas right now.
Texas, that's your home. You know, you were on my TV this morning, Steve. When I woke up, I turned on the TV, and there was your face in one of my favorite movies of yours, Recoil, where you took the hell out of Danny Trejo, man.
Old Danny Trejo, the line of the movie in that one was when Surrender Swan asked me if I wanted a drink, and I said, no, I don't drink. That one line showed my range as an actor.
I like that movie. It was good.
I'm hoping in the package, which is out on Blu-ray DVD, that you take it to Dolph Lundgren. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
I hope he's your mortal enemy in that movie, and I hope you take him down big time. That's all I'm saying, Steve.
Wow.
Stay tuned. I don't want to give away too much, but Dolph plays the part of a guy named the German. And I'm a debt collector in the movie. My boss, Big Doug, hires me to deliver a package. So I set out en route with my partner to deliver this package. And all of a sudden, the mayhem starts. And that's where the twist is. And the package that I was delivering is not what I thought it was. So,
right.
And Dolph is the heel in the movie, the heavy, the mm-hmm. bad guy, mm-hmm. and a good one at that.
Do you, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think of, I know your movies, you always play the good guy with the bad edge, much like, you know, Stone Cold in the WWE, but would you ever love to just play an all-out evil son of a bitch?
Yeah, you said it. Didn't that feel good?
It does.
I would love to play a mean, bad son of a bitch in a movie, and that is the bad guy of the movie. In my movies, under the Steve Austin umbrella, yeah, pretty much I am the good guy or the lead.
Right.
But man, even from days in my wrestling career, I enjoy being the bad guy or the heel. And so, you know, when I was in the Expendables back in the day, I had a small part in that, but Sly wrote me this real long monologue when I was going to recruit Dolph into the dark side, and, you know, as things change in the movies, we never got a chance to film that scene, but I was so looking forward to delivering this badass monologue which Sly had handwritten for me,
right?
And it never happened, but to answer your question, me, a bad son bitch in a movie, the bad guy? Love it.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to see that.
I think you found your niche, Steve, though, with being that bad SOB, but the good guy bad SOB who protects people. Like, dude, I mean, you don't get any better than the Condemned. I mean, you're the dude in Condemned.
The dude.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Dude.
Man, the
that,
Dude.
You know, that was a great movie. And it's you know, had a healthy enough budget to have some you know, luxury and some leisures in that movie. Man, when you don't have money, it makes for an interesting film experience because you're trying to stretch a dime.
Sure.
Sometimes when you're running short on time, when you don't have enough time to prep for fight scenes, etc., it can be a rough day at the office and semi-stressful. The Condemned was probably the favorite movie that I've done.
Yeah.
And hell, USA Network has probably played that movie 50 damn times, so...
Oh, yeah. I watch it every time. That's one of those movies, like just like Recoil, that whenever a Stone Cold Steve Austin movie's on, I'm watching.
Yeah, you
don't
care
at what point I turn it on, you know, if it's halfway through, three quarters through, just starting, I'm watching the damn thing.
The package is out on DVD. Go ahead, Roadkill.
Hey, you brought up a fact that you always enjoyed playing the heel and everything. When you were in the WWE, and did you ever see, you know, guys that were like, all right, now listen, when Vince sat him down, say, hey, listen, I want to change your character. And did many of them say, no, I want to stay being the bad guy?
Well, you know, there's a story a long time ago when Sid Vicious was in New York and WWE. Before I got there, you know, they were trying to, you know, Hogan was kind of slowing down, and Hogan wore yellow boots. We always called them the yellow slippers.
Yeah.
If you got a chance to wear the yellow slippers, meaning you had the grade A number one spot. So, you know, Vince was basically trying to put the yellow slippers on Sid and make him the number one babyface in the world. And, you know, Sid said, you know, this is through stories that I've heard because I wasn't there. I said, God dang, Vince, I think I ought to be a heel. Man, when you've got the owner of the world's most powerful wrestling company telling you we are going to anoint you the good guy and put the yellow boots on you, you look him dead in the eyes and say, I'm 100% in. Let's do this.
See, that's the thing. One of the things I've always liked about talking to you is you're right. You're dead out. This is just the way it is, you know? I love that. I always have about you.
I'm waiting for my phone call, you know, and it's Steven Spielberg, and then Steven Spielberg's making a pitch. Okay, Steve Austin, we want you to be in this movie. You're going to be the number one guy. You're going to be our hero. It's a $200 million budget, and I'm over here in Texas. And, well, Steven, I know you know a lot about making films, but I want to be the bad guy.
You're going to be my good guy, Austin. No, I think I should be the bad guy.
When you talk about, you know, of course you always kind of want to be the bad guy because it's so much fun. When you were a kid growing up, before the wrestling thing came along, who did you look at, you know, whether it was movies, whether it was sports, whatever, and you just thought, man, that dude is the total badass of badasses?
Well, you know, back in my day, you know, John Wayne, any type of John Wayne movie would come on, you know, the Duke was the Duke. And, you know, Clint Eastwood was just the kind of the cool cat. But those would be two guys who were instrumental in, as far as, you know, people that I really looked up to. And, you know, if you look at a lot of stuff that Charles Bronson did, you know, he was another guy that I really enjoyed the way, you know, he presented himself in his movies and the characters that he played. So those would be three cats right there that I looked up to.
Dude, it wasn't too long ago. I got sucked into Death Wish 1 and 2. Still great movies, even today.
Steve, are you any possibility that you're not maybe performing, but will you be at WrestleMania 30?
Man, I haven't heard anything from the brass at WWE. So,
yeah.
You know, I know that I'm filming Redneck Island Season 3 in April.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard anything, haven't made any plans to be anywhere but Mexico. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, I don't know. I guess the best I can say is we'll see what happens, but nothing yet.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you miss your days, or are you like, that's behind me, that was good while it lasted?
Man, I tell you what, right now where I'm at, those days are behind me, and it was fun while it lasted. But, I will say, man, when I got out of the business of pro wrestling, you know, I pretty much went through with withdrawal.
Yeah.
Because that was what I set out for my life and being. That was my lifelong dream, was to be a pro wrestler. And when I had to ride off to the sunset, it took a couple years to get over that. But finally you do, and yeah, it's on to the next extravaganza. And I enjoy what I do. Making movies, doing my reality television, and spending 2 months out of the year here at the ranch deer hunting.
Yeah, I can imagine how difficult that was for you, Steve, because, like you said, you were doing your lifelong dream, but attached to that lifelong dream, you reached the pinnacle that only a handful of professional wrestlers reach.
You changed the face of wrestling.
Yeah.
I do, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting ride. And, you know, when you start off, you don't know how far you're going to get. And, you know, you think that you want to be the best, but you don't know everything that entails. And then all of a sudden, you know, you go through the process and, you know, from Dallas to Tennessee to WCW to ECW, and all these doors keep getting slammed in your face. And everyone, every now and then, kind of one opens and then it gets slammed in your face. And then all of a sudden you make your breakthrough and you get this break at Stone Cold Steve Austin. And, man, the sacrifices and all the red tape and the bureaucratic BS was all worth it.
Yeah. Right.
Steve, on the rare occasion, it probably doesn't happen very often now, but maybe if you run into Eric Bischoff, do you laugh at him?
WWE hired Eric Bischoff a long time ago, back in the day, when I was still with the company, yeah, I went down to some of the vignettes they were shooting in Bandera, Texas. And, man, I walked up to Eric and shook his hand and welcomed him to the WWE and buried the hatchet, you know.
Sure.
Bygones are bygones, man. I think that guy's a very smart, intelligent guy, and I've always enjoyed him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, truth be told, you know, had he not fired me from WCW, there might not ever been a Stone Cold Steve Austin. So yeah, while I was bitter at the time, it opened the biggest door for me in the future. So I've got nothing but, good feelings towards Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I guess you do have to respect the guy that can make Vince put on his running shoes and really light a fire under Vince's ass, because when he was running the WCW, they were right there with you, neck and neck.
Well, hey, man, neck and neck, they were kicking our ass for 2 years.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
And it took us finally, when we started beating them, we never looked back. But, hey, man, they were riding a rocket over there. And it was one of the best times in pro wrestling because both two federations were throwing everything but the kitchen sink at each other every single Monday night. And the winner of that war was the fans, because they got badass great television.
Steve, always great to talk to you, man. Look forward to seeing the package. It's out on Blu-ray DVD today. So thanks, man, for calling in. We always appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
You too, man. There you go. Hey, thanks for checking out the 24/7. We will be back on Monday with more. Hope you get to enjoy the weekend. Appreciate you taking a little time to hang out with us today. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines, with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.